Welcome to another episode of Reading the Bible Responsibly. We just finished a series diving into Jonah, and I hope that you enjoyed that and that it was helpful to you. We're going to now zoom out just a little bit and remind ourselves of why we even study Scripture, and why it's important to read responsibly, and why it's important not just to read, but to do. Now, when I say those things, you might have some New Testament passages that come to mind. But we're going to start in Psalm 119. It's a long psalm, and it has some wonderful things to say about the words of the Lord. Let's take a look at what Scripture is and what it does. Psalm 119 is kind of like an acrostic on steroids. You may know that some psalms are acrostics. That means each line of the psalm begins with a different letter of the Hebrew alphabet. So Aleph, Beit, Gimel, Dalet, they're ABCs. Well, Psalm 119, each section, so all lines in a section, begin with the same letter. If you're looking at this in your English Bible, you may see this laid out. So you'll see a whole section called Aleph and a whole section on Beit. I want to draw your attention down to the noon section that begins in verse 105. And I want you to look at how the psalmist describes the words of God. He says there, "Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path." When you hear that, how do you imagine this poetic image? Is it maybe a person stumbling along and desperate for guidance who finally finds it? So we begin then with a statement of dependence and gratitude. And then we move to a vow of fidelity, verse 106. "I've taken an oath and confirmed it. I will follow your righteous laws." Next, an acknowledgement of suffering and a request to preserve one's life. The psalmist says, "I've suffered much. Preserve my life, Lord, according to your word." And then a request to teach me your laws. So this person has already vowed to follow the laws, but now is asking for instruction as to the content of those laws and what they mean. I find this sequence interesting. This psalmist is vowing fidelity before he even has certainty. We might think that's naive, but this psalmist would call it a high view of the Word of God. And next, there's a move again to the precariousness of life, where the psalmist says, "I constantly take my life in my hands, but I won't forget your law. The wicked are out to get me, but I won't stray." And then I want you to notice this beautiful language at the end. "Your statutes are my heritage forever. They are the joy of my heart." I want to pause here for a minute and ask that you don't let people dump on the Old Testament and on the law. I know there's lots to say about the relationship of the Old Testament and the New Testament, the Old Covenant and the New Covenant, law and grace. Those are important topics. I just want you to notice here that this psalmist says that the Lord's statutes are a joy. They're not some legalistic mess. Paul even doesn't dump on the law. Paul says it was incomplete. Paul says it was like a schoolmaster. Paul says the law did what it was supposed to do. It just couldn't do what Jesus finally did. That doesn't make it bad. It just means it had a limited purpose. And this psalmist here says the statutes are a joy. And I think it would be helpful if we remembered that. And then we end with a final vow of fidelity, where the psalmist says, "My heart is set on keeping your decrees to the very end." Have you noticed all the heart language here? The psalmist says that the statutes are the joy of his heart, and he says that his heart is set on keeping your decrees to the end. Now, the way he would have used heart would differ a little bit from how we used heart. We would talk about, you know, the distinction between the heart and the head, even though that's not quite a good distinction, but we often use it that way. I don't think the psalmist is saying this way, like my feelings, but he's saying my innermost being. So your statutes are the joy of my innermost being, the core part of me. So the attitudes towards Scripture here are thanksgiving and dependence, gratitude, fidelity. I think those attitudes are important ones to bring to Scripture as we seek to read it responsibly. I know Scripture can be confusing. It can be messy. It can be convicting. We can read correctly, and we might be more right than others. But I want to remind us that we're not really reading responsibly if we don't view Scripture the way this psalmist does, as a source of joy and as a lamp lighting a dark tunnel, as a light illuminating a precarious path. May Scripture bring you delight today. I want to thank each of you for continuing to take the time to listen and to talk to me. Some of you who see me in person or who email me are expressing wonderful encouragement, and I'm very grateful for that. I've done episodes that have been at the request of others as they've brought topics to me and let me know what they're interested in. You are free to do that. Please let me know if there's a issue or problem or question that you want us to explore on this podcast, and I'd love to slot those in next time I start doing episodes that are requested by listeners. So please let me know. And again, I sure appreciate all the ratings and reviews and shares. Those continue to help build our listener base, and I'm grateful to each one of you who does that. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.